Welcome to another podcast which is derived from the Rotary Radio Show Melbourne, and this show is broadcast on community radio station 3WBC 94.1 FM every Friday from 6 till 8 PM. We are now in our 11th year of operation. In this show, David Proud is in conversation with Vicky Funnell about her special project of which she is CEO, Operation Cleft.
Radio listener, I have got a very, very nice guest who just arrived, Vicky Funnell. Welcome to the Rotary Radio Show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, that's good. She's with the Rotary Club of Box Hill Central, but we'll talk a bit about that towards the end of our little chat. But what we really got Vicky to come and talk about is Operation Cleft. What's this project all about, Vicky?
Well, Operation Cleft is a project which provides free cleft palate, cleft lip surgery for disadvantaged children in Bangladesh.
Okay.
And we've chosen
Bangladesh?
Well, originally we also looked after children in Sri Lanka and Vietnam. But we chose to focus on Bangladesh because they're so poor.
Yes.
But they do have an infrastructure of basic hospitals. And we had, in Victoria, provided training to a couple of plastic surgeons. So we know that there were a couple of good plastic surgeons in the country that we could trust to provide high-quality surgery. And where we're different to other programs is that we pay surgeons in the country to take their teams out to far-flung rural areas to provide surgery to families who otherwise would not have any chance of access to surgery.
Yeah.
And those children would be living a life where they would look different.
Yeah.
And some of the children have told us that they're excluded from sport and from school because of how they look.
Yeah.
Because they don't speak clearly. They would be unwell because with cleft you end up with respiratory illnesses, and they may well become deaf.
Is that normal possibility?
That would be what would happen if you didn't have cleft palate surgery. And here in Australia, our children, mums all go in and they get their scans when they're pregnant.
Yes.
And they already know the child needs a cleft surgery, and it's all scheduled and they're supported.
Yes.
The child has a couple of difficult months until they're big enough to be operated on, and then everything's fixed.
Yeah.
How often do you ever see a child with a cleft tear?
Well, I'm just thinking that as you were talking about Bangladesh, I can't remember seeing a cleft palate.
No, and the surgery is so good, you often don't realise.
Yeah.
The nice thing is we now have over 50 surgeons, qualified plastic surgeons, working in Bangladesh. And they've done so many cleft operations that their operations are amazing.
Yeah.
And if the listeners want to have a look at the quality of the work, we've got lovely pictures on our website, www.operationcleft, all one word, lowercase, .org.au.
Just type that again, please, Vicky.
Okay, www.operationcleft. All one word, .org.au.
Yeah.
And the pictures are great and they're worth looking at.
I had a big look at them myself, and there's some wonderful pictures on there. It's a nice website.
Yeah.
Now, what's sort of the potential operations in Bangladesh? Is it a big problem?
The rate of clefts is pretty much the same over the Western world,
right.
Between 1 in 500 to 1 in 700 children. In Africa, it's 1 in 2,500.
Okay.
So there is something genetically different, and the clefts occur when the face doesn't join up properly between the fourth and tenth week of gestation. And it just seems to be more common in non-African background human beings. And there's a difference between cleft lip and cleft palate. Cleft lips are more likely in boys.
Oh, okay.
Cleft palates are more likely in girls. So.
Well, you wouldn't
unless you got involved, like
So, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, really, it's all about the story of my joining the Rotary Club. I wanted to be a Rotarian for years. I just thought it was fabulous. I was working, and my husband's a farmer, and I needed to support him, and I had two kids, and so I was too busy until I got to a certain age, and in 2003, a friend of mine who had been working at Box Hill Hospital and had been nagging me for years. People might know Michael Kirk, a wonderful man. He finally managed to get me to join Box Hill Central, which is a breakfast club. And I have this theory, because I don't like getting up in the morning, but people who actually do attend breakfast clubs are dynamic.
Yeah.
And it is an incredibly dynamic club.
Okay.
And so it has this wonderful project which started about 3 years after I joined.
Yes,
2005-2006. And the link with your earlier speaker at Diogenes is what happened was one of our members had sponsored an interclass visit to Bangladesh and went and saw the need, and the interclass surgeons did a whole range of surgeries. And what he was told by the surgeons in Bangladesh who were working with and learning from the interclass surgeons was that the theatres close at 4 p.m. in these hospitals in Bangladesh because there isn't enough money to keep them open. And there are surgeons who would, and they don't actually take any money for themselves, but they'll organise a surgical team and go for, at that time, $100 an operation. So he came back and said, let's raise some money and get some operations done. So we raised $6,000, which is 60 operations at that time, and he came back with the photos.
And that sold, yeah.
And I was one of the, I was not the first, I was the second donor, so Michael Kirk was the first. And we just thought, well, you're fantastic. So we continued to do that. And the price has gone up because the Bangladesh taka is linked to the American dollar. And also, Bangladesh is a country that is improving. So they've done amazing work. Their birth rate's down to just over 3 children per family.
Gee, that's almost Western figures, isn't it?
Which, you know, is an amazing achievement. And in a country of 160 million, but they don't know how many people live in the slums.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of doing a 2-year census of the slums.
Rotary Club, we had a study group from Bangladesh, and I was driving a couple of them around, and I was startled to learn that Bangladesh is a net exporter of food. That they actually grow more than they consume themselves. And I thought that was staggering. Because you get the image of Bangladesh is really poor, there's not a lot of food around, and apparently that's not quite the case.
And do you know what one of the other great exports is?
No.
Manpower.
Oh, of course, yes.
They provide a great many of the UN peacekeepers.
Oh, okay.
So when I was over there, I saw a lot of Bangladeshis in peacekeeper uniforms.
Yeah.
To-ing and fro-ing all the time. And, of course, they export labour to the Middle East.
Yes.
Because Bangladesh is a Muslim country.
Yes, yeah.
And I'd have to say, I doubt that the Bangladeshis who go to the Middle East earn a lot, but it is a way of supporting. supporting the family.
Yeah, and it's more about the country, isn't it?
It is. And over half of Bangladeshis are subsistence farmers.
Yes.
And they live in very modest
accommodation.
And they farm. But you don't see very many Bangladeshis, but they're very family oriented.
Yes.
And very courteous and clean. And
And their food is quite amazing.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Mind you, curry for breakfast.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most just look like ordinary people. They are the members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky. Look in the mirror. Rotary, humanity in motion. To find out more, call 1-300-4-ROTARY or go to www.rotaryaustralia.org.au.
As I said to our first guest, Joe, we'll talk about some interesting things out there, but I must get you to now tell our listeners about the Irish brand. I think it's a lovely story. Tell us all about it.
Well, I think it illustrates a lot about about how to do business well in Rotary and the reach of Rotary. So last year we were approached, Operation Cleft was contacted by the Rotary Club of Strathbane Lifford, I think I pronounced it correctly, and they had decided that they wanted to support cleft surgery internationally where it was needed. And rather than just going off and doing it independently, they looked at the Rotary programs that were available, and burning down, they found us.
That's wonderful.
The other side of the world. So they sent an email. We thought, good grief.
It's not the first Rotary.
And so there was some toing and froing. And what they wanted to do was they could raise a certain amount of money, £4,000.
Yes.
Because although they actually work across the border, it's an cross-border era. Northern Ireland Club.
Yeah.
Club meeting is in Northern Ireland, so the grants are in English pounds. And they had the brilliant idea that they would double the value of their hard work by matching it with a district grant. So we gave them advice and support to do the application and crossed our fingers. And couple of months later they came back and said, yes, we've doubled our money, we've got a district grant. So they were able to fund a whole country surgical camp, and that meant that we were able to do banners in country tell all the Bangladeshis that this was a project of the Strathbane Rotary Club, as well as the Fox Hill Central Club. And they were, I mean, Rotary is really growing in Bangladesh, so I think that was, for anyone who was understanding what it was all about, that was a really good
thing. Do you feel the number of clubs in Bangladesh? I know there has to be, because we had a
visitors.
Yes.
I don't know. I've been to three in Dhaka, so I know there's several. I know there's now two districts.
Okay.
So
that's certainly growing. So that's wonderful. I think that sort of demonstrates the international solidarity. Helping where the money can do the most good. And I think that's a wonderful story.
Well, I think it was very businesslike of to decide that they would make sure that they were working with a Rotary partner with a tried and true.
Yes, ongoing.
Because it's only, even now it's only $300 in operations, so they knew that their money would go a long way.
Yes, a lot of operations,
Whereas some other projects, you know, you'd be spending thousands for one operation, so it's not really effective.
So, raising money must be an ongoing major, it's more than a project, it's really what you're all about, isn't it?
Well,
so how do you raise most of your money?
Well, we do. We are a registered charity,
yes,
so we can go beyond Rotary, And we do have people, Rotarians often, who have friends who have big birthdays, and they'll ask for money for Operation Theft instead of their birthday present, for example.
Well, that's a nice idea.
Tax deductible.
Yeah.
And that way, then maybe two or three people can club together and pay for a whole operation. And the nice thing is, you know what your money is buying.
Yes. Yeah.
So, even if you don't want to spend $300 yourself.
Yeah.
Just think about it. If you took your whole family out to dinner.
So you wouldn't get much change from 300.
Much change.
No.
Yet you would change the life of the family in Bangladesh, because that child could then meet with their family every day, go to school.
Yeah, they're absolutely normal.
Look normal.
Yeah.
Be healthy. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it?
Now you're mentioning that off there, that there's a special event coming up in Melbourne very shortly, is that it?
Yes, we have another fundraiser, and I'd love more schools to get involved, but it's called the Spellathon.
Right.
And the East Bentley Secondary School, Bentley Secondary College, running a Spellathon in early August, so that will be a great fundraiser for us. And if any teacher or somebody who's got a teacher associated with their family is listening, we'd love to talk to you. And you can contact us by emailing info@operationtheft.org.au.
Can you just have that again, please? Yeah.
Contact us at info@operationtheft.org.au. And if you want a speaker for your Rotary Club, email the same place.
Yeah, that's good. What's the most novel way that you've found that you've raised funds so far, apart from the Irish grant? I think that has to take the cake, if I can use that colloquial.
That wasn't novel, it was just wonderful.
That was just wonderful, wasn't it?
Well, we have two girls who are at school in Hong Kong.
Right.
And they run, all year they run fundraisers through their school. So they do things like sewing and baking cakes and
a whole range
of things.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this now for several years, and then once a year they actually go over to Bangladesh.
Oh, lovely.
They're able to see what they're paying for.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful.
I think it's their mother's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
But there's lots of ways people raise money. Personally, I think the most novel one is the one that Wood End Rotary do.
Oh, what's that?
Every week, one of the Rotarians brings organic eggs to the meeting, and they are auctioned off.
Lovely idea.
And at the end of the year, the money comes to us.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
It's so generous and marvellous, yeah.
But yes, there's so many components to that, isn't there, Vicky? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then I went to speak to them.
Yeah.
They gave me half a dozen.
Oh.
That was nice.
I had a nice too.
They were fantastic.
Yeah. Any other thing you'd like to say while we've got you here in the studio, Vicky?
Well, I'd like to tell you that the Foxhill Central Rotary Club is amazing.
Yeah.
It has more projects than you can poke a stick at. It has a terrific Indigenous project. It has Operation Toilets in
India. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have Mark
Boy.
Come and talk.
Yeah.
It does a lot of local work, and of course we share in the farmer's market here.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. I love going to the
farmer's
market. So.
All right, now I think we should have just a little bit more about the Rotary Club of Box Hill Central. How many members do you have on there, and when do you meet?
We meet on a Wednesday morning at the Box Hill Golf Club. And I have to tell you, it's lovely, particularly in the spring when you're looking out across those...
So it's not a golf club.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, you know how to...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. So we're a breakfast club, 7:15.
Yeah.
Anyone's welcome. Yeah. So we'd love to have anyone as a guest. Yeah. It's a lively meeting, and it closes absolutely on the dot at 8:30.
Right.
You can go off to work.
That's excellent. That's
really good.
Yeah. And you have a Rotary website, do you?
We do.
Yeah. I suppose the easiest thing is just to go along.
Rotary Club of Vauxhall Central.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll find that. And it's also mobile friendly. So.
I don't know. You have to explain that one, I think.
Well, more and more people like to look at things on their mobile phone rather than on a computer.
Ah, yes.
And we've got a few people who are pretty computer savvy in the club, so they're changing over the website so it's on to a I'm just thinking of words that will work. Explain to the people who are listening. When you look at a website on a big screen,
yes,
you'll have three rows across.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when you look it on your mobile, it would automatically go page down rather than across.
Ah, yes,
so you can see all the content easily.
Ah, okay. A single column, so yeah.
So the information will go down, and be easy to read. And that's called an emulation.
Uh-huh.
Emulation. And I'd recommend to any club who's not doing that already. It's actually very easy to do.
Yeah.
And it means that you look more,
in tune
with the modern world.
Yeah, okay. Well, Vicky, thank you very much for coming along tonight.
I've gone already.
Yeah, yes.
We're past.
As it all, especially as you've come along, and thank you for that.
So, Operation Cleft. .org.au. Do look.
Yep.
And
I can recommend it.
Any club that wants to, we will either organise a speaker or we can send our video for you to play. It's only 8 minutes and it's terrific. So
excellent.
Please support us.
We will hope the message gets out there, Vicky.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. This was produced and presented by David Proud of the Rotary Club of Canterbury in Melbourne, Victoria. Other podcasts can be found on our club website, which is www.canterburyrotary.org.